The show is live and local. It's your performance connection. And on our show today, we'll be having some singers from a local performance of the Civil War musical, Frank Wildhorn. And it's a one-time-only concert production this Saturday evening, 7:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Champaign. And we have with us the director, Jody Prosser, and several of the actors, as I said. We'll be hearing some samples from that musical. I hope you'll stay with us here on Live and Local. That song was just for a bit of fun today. It actually was heard for the first time on this show anyway, probably last year, I think, when the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana presented the Baseball Music Project. And one of those famous, probably the most famous baseball tune, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio, certainly one of the most famous baseball tunes, and there were a whole ton of them in that show. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Wanted to let you know, if you hadn't heard already, that WYLL surpassed our $2.1 million membership goal for the current fiscal year by more than $25,000. That means that we're able to purchase and produce the programs you depend on, including Live and Local, for this fiscal year, which began about a week or so ago, I guess, well, 11 days ago, on the 1st of July. So thank you very much to all of you who supported in this past year, and may you continue to do so this coming year. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is Live and Local. The Civil War, the musical, is being presented at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in a one-time-only concert performance on Saturday. We've got some singers to sample some songs for us live in just a few minutes. Here is one of the songs from the show that will actually introduce one of the characters who's with us today.
Oh, Sarah, my Sarah, I fear I must go and leave you to move on alone. A hard wind is rising and fixing to blow and scatter the day have known. But come what may, I'll always be with you, watching from above. Oh, Sarah, my Sarah, my love, I see my Sarah, when I close my eyes, it's summer and we're at the fair. Your laughter, so haunting, so full of surprise, drifts back like some ghost through the air. Find me deep inside. Oh, Sarah, my Sarah, I'll whisper your name. My thoughts all will run home to you. My heart is the candle and your heart the flame that burns with a fire so true. And know that we will surely meet again. Until then, I swear, I love you, my Sarah, forever and always, and always my heart will be there.
That was a song from The Civil War, a musical that came out in 1998-99 and made it to Broadway, had a number of nominations in various categories, both for Tony Awards and for other things, Outer Circle Awards. It's called Sarah, and actually makes reference to one of the characters who we have with us on our show today. We have four characters from a local performance of an in-concert presentation of the Frank Wildhorn, does he say it? Or Wildhorn, do you know?
Wildhorn.
A musical, The Civil War, which is happening at St. Peter's United Church of Christ on South Russell Street in Champaign this coming Saturday at 7:30. The director is Jody Prosser, and she is with us along with some of her cast. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Jody, why this musical as a benefit for church programs?
Well, it kind of came about in a strange way, but I have been in love with this music since I got the CD back in, I think, 2000. I didn't have any idea what it was. I picked it up in the store, listened to it, and was addicted. And then just over the years, just kept thinking it'd be really cool if someone in the area would do this show in 2011, as that would mark the 150th anniversary of the First Battle of Civil War, do a big sesquicentennial event. And in the meantime, I ended up getting a job with St. Peter's, and one of the things that the organist and I decided to do was a summer concert series. And so we just kind of put our heads together and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if one of the concerts was Civil War, since we've been talking about doing it anyway. And my particular theater company is Good and Brave Productions. So together, St. Peter's and Good and Brave are combining and bringing this to the community.
Well, you know, it was a new one to me when you said Civil War musical. Partly tells you how not in touch with current Broadway productions I have been, even though I've been involved in, you know, lots of musicals over the years around here. Tend to know them after, once somebody says they're going to do them, and if it looks interesting to me, then I'll go see it. But don't keep up. Anyway, it was new to me and sampled some of the songs, and I've enjoyed what I've heard so far. And it seems to be an interesting musical that it doesn't necessarily have a plot to it.
Correct.
Kind of
it's
a musical review of
more
sorts.
Of a review based on letters of President Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, the poetry of Walt Whitman, and then actual letters from wives to their husbands, husbands to their wives, mothers to sons, this kind of thing. So a lot of research went into it. The writers of the book, Jack Murphy, Greg Boyd, and Frank Wildhorn together did years of research before compiling what is this, as you said, musical review.
And I assume that the fact that these are coming, a lot of these are coming from letters, explains why so many of the character names are people that we won't have heard of, but I assume they're actual people who wrote some of these letters?
They are. Most of the characters, the names are actual people. Not all of them, but most.
So which characters have we got with us here?
Today, we have Lochran, which is Tobin Strader.
And Lochran is, there's
Lochran
more of his name
union,
to that than that, right?
Union officer. He opens the show.
Emmett Lochran. Captain Emmett Lochran.
Yes, there you go.
I'm reading from Wikipedia.
you're
Wikipedia
awesome.
Is the master of all. Of
it
all
is,
things.
Isn't right. it amazing? And then we have Sarah, and the song that you just played.
Sarah McEwen.
About her, and actually, no, she's no longer McEwen. In the original version of this, that was her last name, and then they have kind of changed things around because they have a separate McEwen character that is a soldier, and so it's interesting. So there's a Bill in the show who she's married to, and there's a McEwen now, and those used to be one and the same.
So some of these folks just have one name.
Correct.
Anymore now.
So correct.
Other
so,
ones that I'm bringing in.
That's all right. It's all
may
right.
May not be relevant.
So Bill and Sarah are married, and Bill is a Union soldier, and then.
And it was Bill who sang that song that
correct,
we just heard,
which will be Doug Wilson.
Doug Wilson of Trading Places.
Spaces.
I haven't seen, I've been hearing of Doug Wilson myself only because he's been in our community a number of times to help out different productions. And I confess I've never seen the show that apparently he's famous for.
Well, Doug and I grew up doing theater together in Villa Grove when there was a Villa Grove Community Theater. He went to school in the ABL school system, which now no longer really exists. It kind of combined and became Heritage. But he grew up down in Broadlands. And for a while, I lived in Villa Grove as a kid, and we did theater together. And so I contacted him and said, hey, would you like to do this? And right away, yeah, sure, how can I help? So it's really great that he's coming to do this.
Yeah, he's been pretty generous to our community in the last
yes.
number of years.
He's pretty awesome.
With various groups. Okay.
And then we have Captain Billy Pierce. So there's actually a Bill and a Billy in the show. So we just call him Pierce. And he is a Confederate officer. So a lot of the songs kind of have these two, Lochran and Pierce, singing their own individual thoughts about being an officer for either side and the weight of that. There's a song, Judgment Day, that really shows that quite a bit, where they sing about, may God have mercy on my soul for all the years I have stolen. And what he's saying is, the people that I send out onto the battlefield who don't come back, and I have to write letters to their mothers and say, they were the bravest ones and this type of thing. So they're pretty tortured with these momentous decisions they have to make. It's a really beautiful moment in the show.
And we have an angel with us.
We do. And she is an angel in real life as well as in the show. Perfect casting. We have Brenna Pfeiffer. And I know Brenna because I was in Light in the Piazza with her at the station back in April and asked her way back then if she would take this little small part at the end. There is a, if the show is staged, which, we are not, it's in concert, but when it is staged, there's a moment where there's a really large battle, kind of the final battle, so to speak, and people are dropping dead on the stage, and then this beautiful angel comes in and kind of gets all of them to rise and join her, and then there's the big final the glory is the number, and the whole cast sings that, and it's goes out on a big nice sound for the end of the show. So but her part is very angelic and soothing and lovely.
As you might expect, if somebody's going to be an angel, or if you're Brenna Pfeiffer. Brenna's been here for a few shows in the last several months, I think. And I saw Light in the Piazza, by the way, which was really, really wonderful production.
Thank you. We had a blast.
I told Jody sometime after the production that it, and I guess other people told you this too, that I had no idea you were. I didn't know you were in it in the first place. Somebody that hadn't gotten mentioned, and then I still didn't recognize you at all. And even when I looked at the program and saw, oh, Jodie Prosser's in it. Who's Jodie Prosser? I mean, who is Jodie in this thing? I looked up and I saw who you were supposed to be, and I still didn't see Jodie, even though I was looking straight at you. So.
You are not the only one. People thought maybe that, an understudy had to come in or something, and I wasn't able to be there that particular night that they were there. I had a lot of that. And, in the station, you're 2 feet
you're
away
right
from
there,
people, and people I've known for years. Had no clue.
It was a good wig job.
It was, there you go. And the giant eyebrows definitely, definitely made a difference.
Were there giant eyebrows?
Oh, my.
Oh, I missed that
wicked
part.
Eyebrows.
Oh, there were.
Yeah.
Oh, there were.
Absolutely.
Anyway, it was a wonderful production, and lots of wonderful things go on at the Station Theater. And I guess the show just wrapped up, didn't it?
Yes, Hairspray.
Hairspray,
mm-hmm.
which was also fantastic.
It was amazing.
Well, but we're in here to talk about a very different show.
And here's
some of the songs. So who is going to start us out?
The character of Lochran, which, like I said, starts out the entire show with the song Brother, My Brother. So Tobin Strader.
Tobin Strader here. And our accompanist is Andy Hudson, who's actually the orchestra director for the show. Thanks for stepping in. I actually saw the Facebook appeal that went out even just yesterday our regular pianist can't come, and somebody do it, and you did, so thanks very much.
I'm happy to be here.
This is from the Civil War musical being presented at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Champaign this Saturday, and you're hearing it on Live and Local.
Brother, my brother, one blue and one gray, we'll meet upon a quiet field the morn of judgment day. Brother, my brother, God has heard your battle call. Now he'll watch his precious children learn how to stand, learn how to fall. And his eyes will look away, for his heart will so be torn, as his fields of gold turn scarlet from the rage of battle born. And the silence of the night will be broken with the cries of the ones who've been forgotten on the quiet field where honor lies. Give me now a splendid sun with all his light full clear. Give me now a gentle autumn before the dying of the year. Give me a field of unbloodied grass while I can still see far. Give me one night on a river and one unfailing star. Brother, my brother, one blue and one gray, we'll meet upon a quiet field the morn of judgment day. Brother, my brother, God has heard your battle call. Now he'll watch his precious children learn how to stand, learn how to fall.
Tobin Strader in the role of Lochran from the musical called The Civil War, music by Frank Wildhorn, lyrics by Jack Murphy, and the book by Gregory Boyd and Frank Wildhorn. And this is close enough to the original that this is still all true, what I just said, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, Tobin, I've seen all the rest of these folks before. This is the first time I think I've encountered you. Have you seen me before?
No.
No.
This is our first meeting.
Yeah, very exciting. But what that's leading to is I'm just curious what other shows you've been in the area. Have I just missed you all this time?
Well, actually, I live in Indianapolis, where I'm fairly active in the theater community there. And I've known Jody since high school. And we've kept in touch for the last 25 years or so, and she's come to see me in some shows. And when she knew she was doing Civil War, she called me and asked me to play the part of Lochran, and I was happy to oblige. I actually grew up in Charleston, and so I'm here for the summer with my kids, visiting my parents and just having a summer here. And so it was easy. It was an easy answer for me to come and do this for her.
So is this the moment when I get embarrassed and find out that I'm supposed to know who you are just along as well as I should have known who Douglas
was? Well, the last thing I did in Champaign was in, I think, 1988 at the Station Theater, just like a lot of people here.
It was before I got here.
Yeah, so There was a production directed by Rick Orr of La Cage aux Folles that I was in. I went to Illinois State University, but I spent a lot of time at the University of Illinois and in Champaign, so it feels like I'm coming home again.
So what kind of shows have you done in Indianapolis?
Mostly musical theater. Jody came to see me in a concert version of Camelot. I do a lot of shows at Indianapolis Civic Theater, and they've just recently, in the last few years, started producing concert versions of some of the older book shows that are, you know, kind of too costly or not as timely to produce, but there's still an audience for those shows. And so we've been doing them with full orchestra and just the concert versions of those more older shows in Indianapolis.
Well, he's done wonderful. I mean, I was thinking, man, how did I miss this guy all this time? And now I know. That's good reason, I suppose. I mean, I don't go to Indianapolis for too many shows.
Well, you should.
Apparently so.
Thank you.
Jody, if you'll just let us know when he's singing next.
Absolutely. Then, I will do that.
We'll start extending the reach of Live and Local to Indianapolis. I don't think you can hear WILL there, can you? It's a bit far out.
No. That's WFYI territory.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I actually just heard a program that comes out of WFYI. That's from IU Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That we broadcast on our station here called Harmonia, which is an early music program that comes out of WFYI. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. And last night was particularly enjoyable. I happened to hear it coming back from Chicago. Right. So who's next? Are we going in order down the line of seating here? So Neela Baron is in the role of Sarah without a last name. Sarah, Neela, would you like to introduce Sarah's song for us?
Yeah, this song is called Missing You, My Bill, and it's meant to be a letter that Sarah is sending to Bill, the Union soldier.
Who sang to you earlier.
Who sang to me earlier. This comes, I think,
earlier. And he sings to her later in the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's
actual
show.
But for today, in today's episode.
Today's episode of the Civil War, that's right.
That's right.
We're mixing it up.
Neela Baron from the Civil War, a musical that's being presented this Saturday in Champaign.
To chop a tree today. I laughed so hard I cried. And Billy helped and scraped his knee. But he took it all in stride. Day by day I get by, making do the best I can. But when the sun slowly sets just behind our hill, then the memories come in the evening chill. How I long for your touch like a lover will. 'Cause I'm missing you, God, I'm missing you, my Bill. Parlor roof still leaks a bit, where the gable meets the eave. You always meant to get to it, but I know you had to leave. Thank God there's so much to do. It's the work that gets me through. When the sun slowly sets just behind our hill, then the memories come in the evening chill. How I long for your touch like a lover will. 'Cause I'm missing you, God, I'm missing you, my Bill. So I count the days and I think of ways speed them by. But when the day is through, I remember you and cry. But when the sun slowly sets just behind our hill, Then the memories come in the evening chill. How I long for your touch, like a lover will. 'Cause I'm missing you. God, I'm missing you. My Bill.
You know, folks, you're hearing some wonderful examples of the reason we have this show called Live and Local, which is to go out and hear some really wonderful local performances sung, in this case, live. That was wonderful. Neela Baron in the role of Sarah from the Civil War, a song called Missing You, My Bill. And at the piano, Andy Hudson, who's actually the orchestra director for the production. Andy, do you have a full orchestra for this, or a combo, or what have you got?
We are using the full orchestration that's provided for this show. But it's not maybe the full orchestration you might think of something, you know, we were talking about Camelot. This is a show that's based on pop and rock and blues and country and spirituals. So it's guitars and banjos and a few wind instruments as well. So it'll be a full ensemble, but it'll sound different than maybe a lot of orchestras for other musicals do.
You know, I missed the musical that we did a bit of a feature on one of the shows last week, the version of production of Oklahoma that the Little Theater just did. Did any of you go see that by any chance? Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, that's a musical that has normally a traditional large orchestra, and apparently they put banjos in and all kinds of other things. They changed it up a bit to be more of a traditional sound, and I was curious to hear it. I'm afraid I didn't get there myself, but I hope plenty of other people did. Neela, what are some other shows you've been in our area?
I was just recently in Title of Show in June.
Which is when you were on here.
Yeah, we actually did a spot, and Jody saw the show and reviewed it and then contacted me after to be in Civil War, and of course I obliged. And then I'm actually a student in the theater department here at U of I. So I've been in a bunch of productions with them, Midsummer, Night's Dream, Bald Soprano last fall, and then a year ago, History of American Film by Chris Durang. So I've been in and out of.
Which I also saw her in. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was a theater major and graduated in spring of 10. And so she actually suggested Neela to me, my daughter Alicia. So.
And title of show is It's Run is Finished at Crane
Center? We are closed, yep. We ran all of June, and it was just a joy to do.
But there are still shows you can see in that in the Summer Studio Theater series. There's
right.
Two of them still going on.
Live Spirit is open.
It's the only one that's going on yet. Okay.
Yep.
We'll have to get some folks on for that one, I hope.
It
right.
was fun. I went a couple nights
was
ago.
Was it? Okay,
a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
You recommend it?
Absolutely.
All right, good to know. Other shows anybody else recommends? As long as we're giving shout-outs to other shows going on? What else is going on?
There was a ton of musicals, but most of them have finished.
Oh, 39 Steps is going to be at the station, and I have heard incredible things. I'm so excited to go see that.
Actually, I think we'll be having those folks on next week.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I know Matthew Green is directing. And
somebody's doing Anything Goes.
Oh, the
I think is the park district.
Urbana.
And I think they'll be here tomorrow. I need to double check my email and make sure I know who's coming when. I know I'm going to be here tomorrow to do something. I'm pretty sure it's one of those two shows. I'm guessing that Jason Morgan is next.
Good guess.
He's next in line in our chairs here in the role of Pierce. Jason, what's your song and how does it fit in the show?
It's called The Last Waltz for Dixie. And in the little bit of info you get on it, basically it's this is Pierce sort of getting himself prepared for the Battle of Gettysburg. He doesn't see it as a possible victory. He thinks that this is the end, but he's going to go out the only way he knows how and the only way that he thinks his men know how. So it's sort of it starts a little softly, and then he gets a little noisy at the end as he's sort of trying to convince himself and very likely his troops that it's time to go and it's time to go out in glory. If that's the way they're going to go.
So, depending on glory to be.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I think if you're, in his case, he has to make them consider it glory or no one's going to go.
Oh, well, exactly. And we all know what happened after Gettysburg.
Right.
Right. Jason Morgan as You actually do have a full name in this one, Captain Billy Pierce.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
a Confederate soldier.
Yes, Confederate captain. He was unwilling to the fight, but then from some earlier music you find out he didn't want to do this, like many of them, but said, if you're going to come to the streets of my town, I'm going to join against you. So.
Fair enough. Well, you know, you Confederates ran through my hometown of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and were not very nice to it, so.
I apologize.
I'm the enemy across the microphone here.
See, I am from North Carolina, so that this is, you know, some of this is a little easier to get in touch with.
All right, well then. What did you say, you too, Brennan?
Yep, I was born there.
Oh, how about that? Well, we might have to talk about that later on, or not. Right, from the Civil War musical, it's going to be at the station. I get these shows mixed up. At St. Peter's United Church of Christ this Saturday, one time only, concert performance.
Here tonight, as I look upon the faces of my brothers, I remember all the others who are gone, safe in His grace, watching over this place. With the dawn, into His hands we shall surrender to His glory. And when they tell the story, let them say of the sons of the gray, not one turned away. It's the last waltz for Dixie. It's the last song she'll sing. So play it with pride for all those who died and the spirit inside. That's the Dixie in me. I believe there has never been a group of men more splendid or a cause so well defended as our own, be it heaven or hell, hail and farewell. It's the last waltz for Dixie. It's the last song she'll sing. So play it with pride for all those who died and the spirit inside you. That's the Dixie in me. For all we hold dear, the road ahead is clear. For all the things we honor, the moment is here. It's the last waltz for Dixie. It's the last song she'll sing. So play it with pride for all those who died and the spirit inside you. That's the Dixie. The Dixie, the Dixie in me.
Last waltz for Dixie. The character's name is Captain Billy Pierce, and the actor, in this case, Jason Morgan. Are there going to be, I know, Jody, you said, Jody Prosser is the director of this production, that this is a concert performance, it's not staged, but do you have costumes and props of any kind? Or
no, people are in concert dress. There will be a very large projection screen behind the actors with different images from the period going on, and we have Leonard Rummery reading all of the Lincoln letters, and we have Brandon Washington reading all of the Frederick Douglass letters, as well as singing one from the pulpit and one from the lectern, you know, on the sides, and then just the choir that will get up and do different things. But no, it's not props and costumes and that sort of thing.
Just curious if folks know what to expect? Are the visuals that are being projected and so on, are those you had to come up with, or did they come with the show?
Oh, no, we had to come up with them.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Because I love this show so much, I traveled to Clarksville, Tennessee to see it. I don't know, a few months ago. I can't remember now exactly when it was. And made friends with a young man down there by the name of Ryan Bowie. And through that contact, I was able to get some of the images from him, from their production, and then have added some of my own to that.
The script gives
suggestions.
Some loose suggestions about what should be appearing on the screen at certain times in the production. But you know, for the most part, I think Jody's put it all together herself.
So it gives suggestions, but do they tell you where to get this stuff?
No.
Like everybody just happens to have Civil War pictures in their
Well, you know, the internet is a wonderful thing. Yeah. So if you know how to search, you can come up with a lot of images. So for instance, one of the songs suggests Civil War posters for both sides, meaning, you know, calling for Union soldiers, calling for Confederate soldiers, the old war posters that they would have. And believe it or not, you can find a ton of those online, the actual images from those. So that was pretty easy. Then there's another song that suggests just the titles and dates of certain battles, and those you just type in and create your own, you know, thing, nothing fancy. But then a lot of them are images of Lincoln, images of Frederick Douglass, images of Richmond in ruins, battlefields with the unfortunate souls who didn't make it, you know, just a lot of different things. Regimental Drummer is a beautiful song from this, and there are several images of young boys because very, very young boys, 9, 10 years old, would join up and be the drummer as they marched and lose their lives as well. And so there's a really lovely song from this show that Corbin Dixon is singing. And so we have images of these little boys in these uniforms with their drums. It's very touching. And then, of course, all of the slave auction slides and pictures of the torture that they went through and things. It's very moving. And some of it, I mean, none of it's, you know, so awful or graphic, but it's just hard to watch because you know that this was one of the most horrible things our country's ever been through. You know, it just, it even starts with a little speech by a narrator that talks about that we lost more soldiers than all other American wars combined in the Civil War.
Yeah, it's pretty astounding to go back and review all that.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what this show is doing.
Absolutely.
And, raising some money at the same time for programs at St. Peter's United Church of Christ. Jody Prosser is the director, is with us, and we have one more song to come from The Angel, Brenna Pfeiffer. Brenna, you want to sort of set the context for this song? We heard a little bit about it earlier. But
yeah, Jody did a pretty good job of explaining it, but mainly my purpose in the last number of the show is to kind of offer finally, these soldiers have peace. You know, I'm beckoning them to come home and, you know, be safe and not have to go through terrible war situations. I'm very eloquent, actually.
If you do say so.
I do say so myself.
But you won't have angel
purpose.
Wings on
oh,
or
no.
halo or anything like
no.
that. We'll just have to assume that you're the angelic figure here.
Well, I will be in white, but no wings.
Okay.
No wings.
Let's hear it from the Civil War musical with Andy Hudson at the piano.
Traveled far.
fields are green, the rivers all run clean, and oh, so far from here. Rest for a while now, all your work is done.
The angelic Brenna Pfeiffer. You have to stop making that noise. I mean, enough people say that you're just going to ruin your reputation. The angels don't make noises like that. From the Civil War musical, which we've been hearing about here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. It's at 7:30, a one-time-only concert performance this coming Saturday, the 16th of July, at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Champaign, which is located at 905 South Russell Street. It's really just smack in the middle of a residential area. I've often found the church sort of difficult to find, but 905 South Russell Street, and you can get more information on the Facebook page, and if you just go to Civil War Musical, I think it shows up there on Facebook.
Yes, and you can also just call the church, 217-356-3635. The secretary there can tell you anything you need to know, and you can reserve your seats that way as well. And
or
just pay at the door.
Or come at the door.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, absolutely. One thing I didn't mention and should have in all of this is that besides these lovely people that we have here, we are bringing in some other professionals. I know we talked about Doug Wilson. We're also bringing in Derek J. Alexander, who in the 90s worked on Broadway quite a bit, actually, and then moved back to Chicago, where he's from, after 9/11, and now works up there. And he will be singing the role of Benjamin, and has a very, very powerful, big voice, and very excited. I went to college with him, and so haven't seen him in a while. I did see him in Big River as the role of Jim up in the Chicago area. Oh, goodness, my children were much younger, probably early 2000s, but it's been a while since I've seen him, so that's really awesome. And then Sarah Elizabeth Wiggins, who lives in Lyle, Illinois, and works up in Chicago, is coming in to sing one of the pieces as well, and I also went to school with her at Eastern back in the 80s. And then Jonathan Butler Duplessis, who is actually from Champaign, went to high school here, then went to the U of I as an acting major, just graduated in the spring of 10, and is now a working actor in Chicago. And he is coming here to sing the role of Clayton Toller. So we're very excited to have all of them join us.
Boy, it's nice to have gone to school with some of these people. You can just say, hey, I went to school with you.
Yes, can
Will you
do
come
me
do
a
this?
Favor?
Yeah.
I called in a lot this time.
Did they actually owe you anything, or you had just been nice to them in school?
I don't know, Toby.
It's, no. She's the type of person that when she calls you, you want to come and help. So
well,
I think it wasn't too hard for any of us to make the decision to be here.
Thank you.
That's good to know. Well, it's really great to hear all of you sing, and you've done a great credit for the show, and I hope you'll help to get a lot of people out to hear it.
Me too. Please come.
And thank you, Andy Hudson, very much for stepping in at the last minute to play the keyboard for us, and he'll be leading the orchestra on Saturday as well. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'll tell you some of the other events going on in our listening area in just a little bit. I will say also that tonight at 7 o'clock on our evening concert here on FM 90.9, it's the first in a series of concerts from the Freeway series. Pepe Romero is the guitar soloist and works by Tárrega, Albéniz, and others from the Alfred Newman Recital Hall on the USC campus, University of Southern California. Other guitarists on the program include William Canongeiser, Scott Tennant, and James Smith. It's Pepe Romero tonight on the Freeway Series, 7 o'clock on the FM 90.9 evening concert. And Jody mentioned earlier that the show got modified somewhat from its original Broadway opening and turning it into this concert production. And one of the songs that isn't there anymore is the one we're about to hear. But I found it online and I thought it was a lot of fun, so we'll go out with this one. It's called Oh, Be Joyful from the musical The Civil War here on Live and Local.
Over, we all have passed away. There'll be some damn fool in some damn school right about today.
That's right.
They'll tell them how we all survive this bull crap every day. And they never said that thing it was that helped along the way.
Oh, be joyful, makes my troubles disappear. A cup of oh, be joyful, makes me joyful. I am here.
Oh, be joyful,
you can set me free. Grant,
you're good enough for me.
We get up every morning and we march through all this mud.
Yeah.
Always toting this and lifting that and eating some old spud.
Right.
And if you find a woman, you are bound to catch the crud. But there is always one thing that will ossify the blood.
Be joyful.
Oh, be joyful.
Makes my troubles disappear. A cup of oh, be joyful, makes me joyful, I am here. Oh, be joyful, only you can set me free.
Set me free.
You're good enough for U.S. Grant.
You're good enough for me.
Bad shoes, bad food, lousy brass. Oh, be joyful.
Quick, and this sergeant's too damn rough.
Yeah.
And this Dixie mud is mighty slick, and this bread is hot and tough.
Wow.
And that's the crap they put us through, and brother, we obey.
Everything.
So thank God for his nectar, that'll get us through the day.
Be joyful, makes my troubles disappear.
Disappear.
Cup of oh, be joyful, makes me joyful, I am here. Oh, be joyful,
woo.
Only you can set me free.
Set me free.
You're good enough for U.S. Grant.
You're good enough for me. Unless John Brown is lying in his grave, his son, you would be too.
Yeah.
If you ate this crap they gave us, it would turn you in his blue. I don't know, but I've been told a soldier's life is hell.
Oh, you know it,
but son, I'll give you something that'll get you mighty well.
Be joyful. My troubles disappear.
Disappear.
Come on, be joyful. Makes me joyful.
Be joyful.
Be joyful. You can set me free.
Set me free.
You're good enough for U.S. Grant.
You're good enough for me, yeah.
Bad shoes, bad food, lousy brass. Oh, be joyful. Save my ass.
Our father, who was in Washington, Abraham be thy name. Thy will be done to every word, and Dixie take the blame. Give us our daily ration of crackers, salt, and pork.
Oh, yeah.
For thine might be the power, but let us pull the cork.
Be joyful, makes my troubles disappear.
Oh, disappear.
A cup of oh, be joyful, makes me joyful, I am here.
Oh,
be joyful. And set me free.
Set me free.
You're good enough for U.S. Grant.
But they're good enough for me.
Be joyful. Makes my troubles disappear. A cup of oh, be joyful. Makes me joyful. I am here.
Be joyful.
You can set me free. You're good enough for U.S. Grant.
You're good.
That's from the original version of the musical called The Civil War, and you can hear the current version at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Champaign this Saturday at 7:30, a one-time-only concert production. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're your local performance connection. I'm Kevin Kelly, and coming up at 101, On 90.9 FM, we have the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor, and we'll be going to classical music. On 101.1 FM, and then everybody gets classical music starting at 106.5 FM. Here are some other events in our listening area you could go out, see, and hear live. The Decatur Municipal Band is at Central Park in Decatur. Free program tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the weekly Frank Parker's Jambalaya Jazz Jam at the Brew House in Springfield. That's this evening at 5:30. The Joel Spencer Quartet is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7:30. It's Old Number 7 playing Bluegrass, Blues, and Country as they do every week at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. That's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. The Corn Desert Ramblers are at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6. The Johnny Conqueror Band is playing blues at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. At the Cuckoo's Nest in Springfield tomorrow evening at 7:30, it's an open jam with Hipbone Sam, who plays blues, and I guess you can play what you want, or maybe it's specifically a blues jam. Not sure about that. Also in Springfield tomorrow evening at the Crow's Mill Pub, acoustic music with John Frew and Ryan Jugan. Sorry if I'm not saying your names right, gentlemen. It's Disney's Camp Rock opening at the Champaign Park District production at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, 10:30 in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening, and that runs through Friday. Blythe Spirit, which we mentioned earlier, is at the Summer Studio Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday through Saturday performances at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2:30. The Woody Woodward Organ Trio is at the Iron Post in Urbana Wednesday evening at 5, followed by the Mike Finoglio Group at 8 o'clock. And the Sugar Prophets are at DR Diggers in Champaign. That's Wednesday night at 9:30. And we'll tell you other things happening on later on in the week as the week progresses. The forecast calls for a hot and humid afternoon under a partly sunny sky with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. A high temperature, 93 degrees. In fact, we're there right now, but the heat index reading up to about 105 to 110 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com.